A roadmap on improving healthcare delivery at all health centers to ensure reduction in the maternal and infant mortality has been developed by the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service. The First Lady, Ernestine Anadu-Mills, said the roadmap also looks at family planning and birth attendance and emergency newborn care. She said this at the end of a pilot neonatal survival project in Accra. Sandra Danso has the rest of the story.
The Millennium City Initiative organized maternal and neonatal training in Accra and Kumasi, where more than 120 midwives, community health nurses and other professionals received neonatal training designed by the American Academy of Pediatrics to ensure safe delivery and survival of the newborn. The newly trained professionals helped to educate healthcare for babies. This included breastfeeding, infection prevention and symptoms of common newborn illness. The First Lady, Mrs. Anadu-Mills, said the pilot partnership is a clear commitment to saving and improving the lives and health of women, neonates and infants. She said this will help build the skills of health workers who provide maternal and neonatal health care in the community, adding that it has reinforced the commitment of the Ghana Health Service to accomplishing MDG Goals 4 and 5. Mrs. Anadu-Mills thanked the MCI for the support of the maternal and research programs. The chief executive of the AMA, Alfred Van Der Poel, said newborn babies must be given the chance to life immediately at birth, and the Assembly is committed to creating an enabling environment for the success of stakeholders by ensuring that people are healthy to benefit from the development right from birth. The regional MCI coordinator for West and Central Africa, Nana Abdinaye, noted that MCI is currently working with 11 selected urban centers across Africa to carry out essential research and policy analysis that can inform the creation of social and economic development strategies. She was hopeful that ensuring development and improved quality of life in these urban centers will help in the attainment of the MDGs.
A report by Sandra Danso.